Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Dr. Anthony Fauci is the chief medical advisor to the president. He'll be leaving that post and his position at the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases in December. Good to be with you on our broadcast again, Dr. Fauci. First of all, now that you're a short timer, congratulations on an outstanding more than 50-year career of great public service.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate you saying that. And thank you for having me on your show.
Do you think the new improved booster will be available in September?
The answer is yes. We're pretty certain of that. We're working very closely with the pharmaceutical companies, particularly Pfizer and Moderna. And it looks like we'll have the bivalent BA5 booster shot available within the first couple of weeks of September. And hopefully we'll get an enthusiastic response on the part of the public to get their booster shot up to date. Because as you know, the purpose of the updated booster is that if you look at what is circulating now in this country, it's close to 90% of all of the isolates are actually BA5, with the rest being BA4 and then some other minor variants. So if we go into early September, even if the virus changes a little and drifts a little, unless it has a major change, which we all hope doesn't happen and unlikely will, but it could, that any minor modification from the BA5 will likely still be well covered by a BA5 boost. So the answer to your question is yes, we feel reasonably confident that it will be available to the general public as we enter into early to mid-September. And we encourage people who are not up to date on their boosters to get boosted.
I'll be getting mine. Will there be a combination COVID and flu vaccine? I know earlier this year, Moderna said they were going into clinical development with that.
There is not at this point yet FDA-approved combination of two vaccines in one. But what we are encouraging people to do, and they certainly can do that at the same visit, is to get their flu shot at the same time as that they get their updated BA5 bivalent variant boost. Mm-hmm. You know, in general, before there was COVID, the CDC would be recommending that people get their flu shot no later than October 31st, even though it is never too late to get a flu shot. The recommendation is you try and get it done before the end of October. We would certainly like to see that be the case when you're dealing with going into a clinic or to your physician or to a pharmacy or what have you, to get them all at the same time so that it's convenient. One visit, you get your flu shot and you get your COVID shot.
Mm-hmm. I heard you say that it's possible we could get another COVID subvariant, but you said it was not likely. Why is it unlikely? I thought it's common for the viruses to keep mutating.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it is, but when you see something in the environment that seems to be catching up and overtaking the other variants. Right now, BA5 is dominant, strongly dominant. We have a couple of other variants, 4.6, 2.75, that are at a very low level. They don't seem to be dominating BA5. So maybe unlikely was the right word, because it's very unpredictable. But the last time that we had a really, really different variant come out of nowhere was a year ago, last November, December, when Omicron came in and really surprised us all because it was very, very different from the other variants, the Alpha, Beta, and Delta variants that we've seen. Mm-hmm. So it isn't impossible that we'll get a completely different variant. I hope that's not the case, but we've always got to be prepared for it. But right now, we're aiming the specificity of the variants at what is currently challenging us right now, which is the BA5.
And how will variants around the world be tracked to make sure future boosters will be effective? Are you concerned about that?
Well, there's a very good system globally and here in the United States of very rapidly sequencing the variants and the isolates as they arise. So we have interconnectivity. For example, remember when the Omicron first evolved, when Delta first evolved in India and Omicron and BA5 in South Africa, the South African scientists, the UK scientists, the European scientists, and the scientists here in the United States do a very good job of rapidly sequencing and alerting the world as to what is out there. And that's the reason why we knew well before BA5 became dominant that it was a threat, because of what was going on in South Africa.
I get it, and hopefully that good work will continue after you depart. Dr. Fauci, what are you going to miss most about your job?
Well, a lot. I've been reflecting on this. You know, I walked into this campus after I finished my medical residency in 1968, I came from New York at the New York Hospital Cornell Medical Center 54 years ago. And I've been coming to work on this campus and the buildings and the hospital, seeing patients every day, including most weekends, for the last 54 years, 38 years of which I was the director and still am the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. So when you get into that sort of routine, it's obviously difficult, no matter who you are, to all of a sudden walk away from it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll miss the collegiality. We have so many brilliant scientists and support staff here at the NIH that I deal with every single day and have done so for now over five decades. So obviously, I will miss that very much.
And what are you going to miss the least?
Well, there's in government and in any job, there's a degree of bureaucracy that you have to kind of negotiate and navigate. I won't miss that very much. I certainly won't miss the politically charged aspect of being in the government, but that might follow me even after I leave. So I'm not having too much wishful thinking on that.
Hopefully it'll be a bit easier. After December, are you going to be picking up where you left off when you were the captain of the Regis High School basketball team in Manhattan and just start shooting some hoops again?
Well, I have been shooting a few hoops with my wife intermittently up at the high school basketball courts and the elementary school basketball courts here in Washington, D.C. So
nice.
I still like to shoot a little play horse with my wife. We've gotten to the point now she wins most of the time, which is a bad sign.
Uh-oh. That could keep life very happy, though, in the household. And
yeah.
I know you said you're moving on, not retiring. You'll be writing and mentoring and traveling. So you can visit Chicago and you and your wife can eat at one of our fantastic Italian restaurants.
Oh, I would love that. I tell you, I will do that if I go to Chicago. I certainly going to passing through and visiting Chicago. I can't imagine that won't be one of the things that I do when I go around starting writing and lecturing and teaching. I'm sure Chicago will be on my agenda.
You have a lot of fans here. It would be lovely to see you here. Listen, Dr. Fauci, thank you very much. I just want to say sorry you had to deal with the fallout from a very polarized, irrational political climate, but I hope you know that the overwhelming majority of Americans have really appreciated you and are thankful for all your good work.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you saying that. It means a lot to me. Thank you.
Good health and happiness to you and your family.
Thank you so much. Take care.